can do that. And he says, well, you just tried it and you didn't do it?
Well, if I can't do it the first time, I'll try it again.
Give me... Ever say give me another chance?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I guess I have. I don't know.
The person who's always laughing and telling jokes and laughing at other people's jokes has a good...
He's pretty jolly. He's a jolly good fella.
How about his sense of humor? How about his sense of humor?
Oh, he's got a good sense of humor.
That's pretty important to the fella, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Especially if you're a salesman, if you're selling stuff, you know. Is that our boy up there?
No, I think that's another one. Oh, I remember when Corey coffee pots first came out. These glass coffee pots, they were supposed to be unbreakable. My dad's cousin had a hardware store, and we were visiting, and the salesman came in, and he was just a young fella, evidently working for this outfit in the summer. He brought his sample case, and he was trying to get my dad's cousin to stock these in his hardware store. And he just gave him the spiel that he memorized, telling him how they were unbreakable and everything. And he said, watch, he was going to bounce one on the floor. And he let go of it, and it bounced on it, and it just broke in 1,000 pieces.
That type down there, there's a racket store I've mentioned a time or two. Well, Bell, I had some of your relations out there, but Riley was his name, brought him into the store and told him, now he said, George, if you customer comes in, you don't have just exactly what he wants, so he says, you sell him the next thing to it. So the lady came in and wanted some toilet paper, and he said, well, we don't have any toilet paper, but we got some good sandpaper.
There was a little Jewish fella in the town that my dad grew up in. He had a little store. My dad went in to buy a sweater, and he couldn't fit him. And he picked out a good one, and he put it on him, and it just hung like a burlap bag. And my dad said it was too big, and the man said, well, a little stretch. But no sale, so he fished around there and he got one that was smaller and got my dad to try that on. It was just as though somebody painted this sweater on him. Same sweater, but a different size. My dad called this to his attention and he said, no, it'll shrink, but it'll stretch.
Set him like socks on a rooster.
Oh, yeah. Same sweater, just make a sale. Let's see now, the Declaration of Independence was that spoken?
Oh, yes.
And then after it was spoken, it was what? When they put it on paper?
It was printed.
Well, was it printed or did they do it in longhand?
Well, they did in longhand, of course, no they.
Well, what would you say that was?
What?
When they did it in longhand.
Writing?
Yeah.
It's probably written in Spencerian, in penmanship.
That's pretty too, huh?
Yeah.
Those boys could really write. And if you ask somebody a question, you can legitimately expect to...
Yes? Ask him a question.
Expect him to give you
give me an answer.